Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 63, visible translated text is as follows. The name of the customer, if he was a business in a sufficient quantity. Well, I had to go through this report for Thursday, handed in by Miss Flowers, the forelady of the packing department, as she said. On Friday, I had to go through it and make the entries. Now, after I made the entries, I had to total each number for itself. That is, the number of 10X, 20X, etc. Now, I noticed that both of the expert accountants who got on the stand pointed out errors. While those errors are trivial, yet there is enough of human pride in me to explain that these errors were not mine. Those errors, one of 1.5 gross and 1 of 1 gross. In totaling up these totals here on the 18th and 19th, defts X7, those entries were made by Mr. Schiff. I don't expect he meant to make an error, but they happened to be in his handwriting. Those totals were already down there for the various days when I got the sheet, and I always take them as correct without any checking of his figures. The only figures that I check are my own figures. I add my own figures to his figures, and of course, not having checked the figures, I had to assume he entered it correctly. I would not have known it. As I say, my usual method is to take his figures as correct per se. Now, after I entered them in the total, the next thing I did was to make out the job sheet, the job or throwouts. Now, in regard to these jobs, if I recall it correctly, was the only error that the expert accountants found in my work on the financial sheet for that day. But it really was not an error, as I will show you. He didn't know my method of doing that, and therefore, he could not know the error. When I explain to you fully the method in which I arrive at these figures, you also will see they are not in error. Now, among the packing reports that are handed into the office just like Miss Burke,